Okay, panel, now some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, this week we learned about an obsession of the leader of the free world. It turns out if you visit President Bush in the White House, you will most certainly be both shown and told about his beloved what?
Ooh, some kind of fielder's glove or something.
No?
No?
It's in the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. His putter.
No. It's one of the few things in the Oval Office that is, in fact, oval.
He stands on an egg?
That's,
yeah, it's great. He says, watch this. Every time Dick told me it wouldn't break. Here.
Right, right. Wow, that's ovoid, Mr. President.
Yeah. Ovoid. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. An oval thing he stands on.
In the Oval Office.
In the Oval Office.
He's very proud of it.
He's very proud of it. Gosh. An oval thing. Well,
it's just about the size of the Oval Office.
Cricket pit. He was playing cricket.
All right, so he's in the Oval Office and he's standing on something.
Yeah. The floor, his golf, there's Ike's golf cleat.
Is it a
no, in the floor.
I'm going to throw it open. Who knows?
I don't know.
It's got to be the carpet, rug. Right?
The carpet, yeah. I heard Adam say it's a rug. He apparently, according to visitors to the White House,
boy, I thought this was a funny show.
Haven't you ever heard it?
The show?
Yeah.
The rug?
The rug, apparently. Ooh, well, according to visitors to the White House, President Bush talks constantly, constantly about the sunshiny yellow rug he's put in the Oval Office. It turns out it's a presidential prerogative to choose the rug for the Oval Office. Bill Clinton, for example, chose a simple bearskin.
Yeah.
But this is wonderful. It's like that scene in The Big Lebowski where the guy says it pulls together the whole room.
Yeah, it does. It brings the whole room together, man.
President Bush delegated the rug duty to the First Lady. He says, quote, I told Laura one thing. I said, look, I can't pick the colors and all that, but make it say optimistic person, unquote.
Well, it is something that was left up completely to him, so you got to expect that he's going to be proud of it.
Yes,
Whenever Dick Cheney comes in, he's like, look at the carpet.
Yes, Mr. President, that was a fine carpet you picked.
You had nothing to do with that, did you? No, you didn't, Dick. No, you didn't.
Does the carpet have a nickname? Ruggy or something?
See, you guys are
Silvio.
Thinking all these things, and I'm just thinking, that yellow carpet has got to show dirt.
Adam, 9 Clay Aiken fans have complained to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission.
There are 9?
There are 9.
All of them.
They have complained to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, threatening a false advertising suit against Mr. Aiken and his record labels. These women say they were falsely led to believe what?
See, it's another one of those setups. You want me to say he was straight.
That's what I want you to say. Ring a bell. The 9 anonymous fans were among the Claymates, as his fans like to call themselves. They fell in love with a waif-like American Idol runner-up, but recent tabloid reports suggesting that Aiken might be gay.
First Liberace, now this.
Apparently shook these 9 women to the core. The women say that Aiken and his record companies, quote, engaged in collusion to prevent public disclosures they believed might be harmful to their product. As consumers, we feel ripped off. It is obvious now that the private clay is very different from the manufactured, packaged public clay that was marketed to us. Unquote. From now on, these women say they're going to stick to solid American beefcake, like Tom Cruise.
Ooh.